on loss and abundance. Loss. Women in Afghanistan eat vanilla ice cream in secret. On the beach, I savour a chocolate chip cookie. Women united by pleasure. Day 2 of writing Alan's story, and I cried as I typed, reliving that week in hospital. Astonishment, perfection, grace, love, heartbreak, loss, bittersweet goodbyes. The path of pain has brought me to who I am today. A mother to 2 more fair-haired boys. A woman discovering her voice, finding herself in the place of things. While I walked along the beach, pensive, reflective, I could feel my angels bumping into me, trying to make me laugh. And they did, even though I didn't want them to. "I'm being sad at the moment," I said. "Stop interrupting me." But they smiled and said, "Emotions are not exclusive. You can be sad and happy and notice the exquisite beauty all around you." Abundance. Ephemeral art created by the sea, individual strands of seaweed pasted to the wet sand, making patterns for the sheer joy of creation. Already they are removed by the incoming tide without any sense of loss. The sea knows abundance, trusts in creativity. Why she curves each wave, picture perfect in the moment. The sea never worries about running out of waves. There is always more. Trust and create, create and trust.